And WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another deadly weekend in the Middle East. Four Palestinians killed, dozens more severely burned in an Israeli airstrike at a Gaza hospital courtyard. People had set up tents there after being displaced from their homes. ABC's Christiane Cordero with more on another strike.
Israel says four of its soldiers were killed and more than 60 people were injured after a Hezbollah drone strike against an army base in northern Israel. The attack was in response to Israeli strikes in Lebanon last week. Israeli officials are investigating how the drones were able to bypass Israeli air defenses. Some analysts speculate the drones may have been close to the ground to avoid radar.
The Pentagon is sending new sophisticated anti-missile defense systems to Israel and about 100 U.S. troops to operate them. Member of a far-right fringe group was arrested outside a Trump rally over the weekend in California. There were weapons and ammunition in his car, but sources say the Secret Service does not believe it was an assassination attempt. This is ABC News. Hundreds of thousands expected to hit the streets of New York City today for the annual Columbus Day Parade. ABC's Phil Tate.
This event is billed as the largest celebration of Italian-American heritage. I mean, we're talking about 35,000 participants, over a half million spectators that will come out here to Fifth Avenue. The NYPD getting ready to expect many of those who will line the streets. There'll be a sea of Italian flags, and that's just over 100 marching bands, dozens of floats, and live performances as the city pays homage to its Italian cultural roots.
A documentary that aired over the weekend in Spain points to a DNA study that now shows Columbus was not Italian, but born to a family of Jewish silk spinners in Spain. And making its debut in Dresden, Germany, a three-armed orchestra conductor. It's a robot, and its designers say it isn't supposed to replace human conductors. Instead, they say it's a demonstration of how to make complex music that would be impossible for a human to lead. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Changing someone's life is one of the greatest feelings that a person can have. Volunteers get to have that feeling each time they donate their time to help others. Schmidt Woodland Hills is a great place to donate some of that time. Schmidt is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization that relies on the kindness and generosity of members of our community to make a difference in the lives of our residents. If you would like to make a difference in someone's life, contact Jeremy Walsh at Schmidt Woodland Hills.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, some chilly weather out there the next couple of days. Be sure to grab the coats as you're heading out. Most of the shower activity is located east of us from upper Michigan down through eastern Wisconsin and Michigan, but still a few sprinkles or a stray brief shower could occur around here this afternoon into this evening as an upper level disturbance spins through. High pressure will start working in tomorrow from the west and then basically sit over the middle of the country for 4 or 5 days, bring us a prolonged sunny and dry spell. Gradually, it's going to warm up again late this week as some gusty southwest to south winds return by Thursday and Friday. That mild weather sticks around for the upcoming weekend. A weak front will try to move into Wisconsin Saturday. Might bring a couple of light showers to the northwest part of the state, but the current data keeps things dry around here. That forecast for today, partly to mostly cloudy and chilly. Maybe a few sprinkles this afternoon. High temperatures reaching the low 50s. Northwest wind at 8 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, maybe an isolated light shower early. Partial clearing and cold. Low reaching about 33. Tomorrow should be partly sunny and still cool. High once again about 52 with north winds of 10 to 15. Tuesday night, mainly clear with a hard freeze likely. Lows falling to the mid-20s. On Wednesday, sunny and nice. High at 57. Thursday, sunny, windy, and warmer, low 29 with a high of 66. Friday, sunny, breezy, and warmer yet, low 41 with a high of 70. Saturday, partly cloudy, still breezy and mild, low at 42, high up to 72. And Sunday, very nice with partly cloudy skies and lighter winds, lows in the upper 40s with a high near 73. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 39 degrees currently. 55 was yesterday's high. We picked up 4/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high 83 set on October 14th of 1989, while we established a record low in 2002 at 25. Last year's high 57, the low 49. Sunset will happen at 6:20 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning 7:15. Southeast winds are at 6. Barometer is at 30.19. No precipitation today. We're holding steady at that overnight low. It is 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at sport headlines from over the weekend in high school and state and national sports as well on this Monday morning.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Riverdale Cross Country Invitational was held on Saturday. Lots of area teams took part. For the boys' high school events, Cooper Powell of Brookwood had the top time of 16:50. Ryan Stadler, Richland Center, Ithaca, was second overall with a time of 16:53. The Richland Center, Ithaca boys ran well, according to coach Eric Mindham. Dane Schwartz put together his best race, and Ryan Stadler with a great day. Everyone on the girls' team ran a season-best time, and senior Shanice Anderson ran by far her best race of the year. Owen Dreyer and Margaret Lawless capped off their incredible seasons. For the middle school teams, they each won every single race this year. So congratulations to Owen and Margaret. Looking at the high school teams, Boscobel was the first-place overall team, led by Bodie Bright with a time of 17:31. Graydon Richter, Alex Kruel, and Tyler Miller also in the top 20. Richland Center Ithaca, as mentioned, Ryan Stadler was second. Clayton Lee was 12th overall with a time of 17:44. Dane Schwartz, 21st, and Kiernan Culver was 38th. Kickaboo Lafarge finished fourth as a team, led by Landon Turgeson with a time of 17:18. Landon was 6th in the running. Brecken Miller was 20th, Sam Miller 30th, and Theo Parr was 33rd. Also for Riverdale, Lakota Brewer finished in 9th place for the Riverdale boys, and a great day for them, according to coach Chris Simonson. The team led by Lakota with a time of 17:40 was followed by Wyatt Schramm in 35th at 18:27, Carson Knight 44th, Hunter Wilkinson 46th, Caleb Schleyline 57th, and James Schramm was 74th for the Chieftains. Also running on Saturday at the Riverdale Invitational, the River Valley Blackhawks, led by Jackson Thatcher, who was 54th, Bryson Ferguson was 72nd, Nathan Hamilton 77th, Dylan Kane 98th among the boys' high school runners. Turning to the girls' results, Maddie Driscoll of Lancaster had the top overall time at 18:26. Nora Jolson Boscobel was second, and she had a time of 18:49 on the day. The Lancaster girls won the team event. Boscobel was fourth, led by Nora Jolson, who was second. Aubrey Seep was 24th. Peyton Sander, 32nd. Kira Kinney, 49th. Maddie Kinnett was 50th as well. Richland Center Ithaca came in 5th place, and a great day for Grace Fretz with a time of 20:28. Pearl Fretz was 16th with a time of 20:42. Grace 10th, Pearl 16th, Rachel Waterfall 29th with a time of 21:51. Adeline Lawless 45th with a time of 22:44, and Shanice Anderson was 5th in the Hornets Richland Center Ithaca running, and 60th for the team. Elsewhere in the high school girls race for Riverdale, finishing first for the Chieftains was Mallory Meaths, 9th overall with a time of 20:24. Melanie Williamson, 49th with a time of 22:43. Kaylee Carter, 79th. Megan Kruel was 119th. And Riley Leith, 122nd. The team finished in 13th place overall. Kickaboo Lafarge was led by Colby Andelsek, who was 26th with a time of 21:30. Jaden Snagel, 27th. Also Katie Rando, 30th. Braylon Culver was 56th. And Hannah Thiel was 87th for RCI. River Valley was 14th as a team. Molly Moss was their top runner, 14th overall. Evelyn Triple in 58th. Reagan Sackett was 78th. And Lucy Spahn was 80th for River Valley. For the Riverdale Middle School girls, the team finished in 7th. Lexi Baumkamp medaled by finishing in 6th place with a time of 12:14, followed by Hadley Wilkinson, 34th, Rose Schramm, 64th, Alexis Carter, 73rd, and Olivia Matthews, 87th. The day ended with the middle school boys race. Riverdale's Clark Jolson came through in 18th place with a time of 12:12, and Mark Wilkie in 116th with a time of 18:58. The Ithaca football team improved to 8 wins and no losses on the season with a 34-0 win over Brookwood. The game, which was played Saturday during the Ithaca School Fair homecoming day, ended at halftime. After two long lightning delays, the game ended before the third quarter started. The Bulldogs scored 27 points in the first quarter. Quarterback Keegan Jones threw a 41-yard strike to Channing Brown to open the scoring. Wes Nelson ran for a 49-yard touchdown. Later in the quarter, he also caught a 33-yard strike from Jones, and for the final touchdown of the first, he recovered a Brookwood fumble and returned it 10 yards for a touchdown. Ithaca scored one more time when Keegan Jones threw a 30-yard pass play to Channing Brown for 6 points. Baltazar Kaiser set a new Ithaca school record for extra points in a season as he booted 4 on Saturday and broke a record from 2014 of 24 set by Austin Cast. Following the 34-0 win in a game that was called at halftime, the Bulldogs will play New Lisbon on Friday. Brookwood will continue to search for its first win of the season when they play Nisida. Potosi Cassville Co-op was a winner over Pecatonica 55-0 on Saturday in another homecoming football game. JV football today, Richland Center will be hosting Dodgeville. The Richland Center soccer teams will be taking on Reedsburg. That's a 4:30 kickoff time today in Reedsburg. JV football for River Valley, they will be at Platteville. Riverdale will be in action today in JV football as they take on Blackhawk Warren. In Boscobel, the Bulldogs will host Iowa Grant in JV football. Kickapoo varsity and JV volleyball teams will be taking on Seneca for a conference match. The Ithaca JV football team will be taking on Westfield at Pioneer Westfield this afternoon. And Weston will be doing battle at home. Wanewoc Weston will take on Belmont in JV football. Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw 4 touchdown passes Sunday in a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. A week after he was suspended for a game, wide receiver Romeo Doubs caught 2 of the scoring passes. The Cardinals have been mostly error-free coming into the contest. They were penalized 13 times for 100 yards and coughed up the ball 3 times on turnovers. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-0 lead, and the final result was never in question. Coach Matt LaFleur was asked about the game.
There's always stuff that we can clean up, but I thought all in all, just the effort from start to finish, the focus from start to finish was exactly what is a great formula for winning football. I mean, we were +2 in the takeaway battle. You know, obviously had the one miscue right before the half where we had a receiver slip, but all in all, I thought it was pretty efficient really in every phase of the game.
Coach LaFleur talked about the fact that Arizona did cut the gap to 24-13 at one point.
There was never any panic or anything like that. It was just one of those where you just got to focus in on doing your job, and our guys made plays. I mean, that touchdown pass to Rome was not a very good play call. They had a cover 0, and Jordan just kept drifting, threw one up to him, and that was just guys out there making plays.
And LaFleur talked about Romeo Doubs and his catches.
The first reception he had was a 19-yarder over the middle. That doesn't happen unless your O-line gives Jordan all day to make that throw, because I thought the initial play should be hit a lot wider, but the line allowed us to allow that route to develop and go across the field. It's a big-time credit to the line. It's a big-time credit to Rome to keep going on the route, and then Jordan made a good throw.
That was Coach Matt LaFleur. The Packers get ready for the red-hot Houston Texans, who visit Lambeau Field coming up on Sunday. The Bears are winners in London 35-16 over Jacksonville. Baltimore 30 and Washington 23. Houston 41, New England 21, Indianapolis 20, Tennessee 17. Philadelphia 20-16 over Cleveland. Tampa Bay 51, New Orleans 27. The Chargers top Denver 23-16. Pittsburgh 32, Las Vegas 13. Atlanta 38-20 over Carolina. Detroit 47 and Dallas 9. Jared Goff threw for 315 yards and 3 touchdowns after his completion streak ended on his first throw, and the Lions blew out Dallas 47-9. Dak Prescott threw 2 interceptions in the worst home loss since 1988 for the Cowboys. Dallas is 0-3 at home, 3-0 on the road. Cincinnati 17-7 over the Giants. The Air Raid offense is starting to fly. After burying Purdue 52-6, the Badgers slapped down the Rutgers Scarlet Knights Saturday 42-7. Transfer running back Tui Walker rushed for 198 yards and three touchdowns. He has eight scores in the last three games. Quarterback Braden Locke passed for 240 yards and one touchdown, running for another. Rutgers opened the season with four straight wins, but has lost its last two. Wisconsin plays at Northwestern, coming up for its next action. Jack Flaherty combined on a three-hitter, and the Dodger pitchers tied the postseason record of 33 consecutive scoreless innings by routing the Mets 9-0 on Sunday night. It was a big day for Shohei Ohtani, and their player, with chance of MVP in the background, he went 2-for-4 with a walk while scoring two runs and driving in another. The Dodgers matched the scoreless record set by the Baltimore Orioles over the first four games of the 1966 World Series against the Dodgers. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. WRCO FM 100.9 as a vintage Paul Harvey. The rest of the story program is coming up here in honor of our 75 years on the air and former mainstay on these airwaves. Paul Harvey program is sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Is focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. December 5, 1985. Senator Charles Mathias of Maryland introduced a bill before the 99th Congress. It was the 13th Congress in which he had introduced that same bill. No, it was defeated again. Now, what could possibly have merited such persistence? Well, the bill itself involved the payment of an old war debt, a very old war debt. Seems that during the Civil War, Frederick, Maryland, the senator's hometown, which now makes sense, coughed up $200,000 to bribe a Confederate general not to attack. And we, the taxpayers, are supposed to pay that back? Well, let's you and I decide that for ourselves. Shoot if you must this old gray head, but spare your country's flag, she said. John Greenleaf Whittier wrote those words, but Barbara Fritchie, the title character in that poem, was real. She lived and died and is buried in Frederick, Maryland. But Whittier's dramatic verse notwithstanding, we'll probably never know precisely what happened during Barbara's brief encounter with a passing Confederate army. However, something quite dramatic did happen in Frederick, and it went like this. The morning of July 9, 1864, Frederick City officials received a message from Lieutenant General Jubal Early, who was commanding general of the Confederate Armed Forces. Maryland was in the Union, remember? And a whole slew of Confederates were parked outside town, ready to attack. Anyway, the message from General Early said, in effect, pay us $200,000, or the equivalent in supplies. He did not say, or I'll burn your town down, but the threat was implicit because Confederate forces were surrounding Frederick. But what surely General Early did not know was that the town of Frederick held supplies for the Union Army, supplies worth many times the ransom he sought to collect. It would have been easy, logistically, if selfishly, for the townspeople to hand over those supplies. But instead, they dug deep into their own treasury, their own banks, and they stole the full 24 hours and then handed General Early his $200,000. It took the town 87 years. 87 years of taxes and a series of bond issues to recover that loss from its own pockets. And 20th century Maryland Senator Charles Mathias, well, he thought that was just not fair. That's why he campaigned on Capitol Hill for 24 years to get the town paid back. Of course, as you know, his 13 consecutive appeals were defeated. And defeated in the same halls of Congress that might otherwise have burned in 1864. You see, the town of Frederick is a mere 40 miles northwest of Washington, D.C. And the 24 hours purchased with that $200,000 was just enough time for the disorganized Union Army to get organized. So, Confederate General Early was late because they stalled him at Frederick. And Frederick was the only thing that stood between Confederate forces and our then virtually defenseless nation's capital. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good morning. We have some great tunes to share with you and the trivia question of the day coming up a little later on.
like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. With every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances. She saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter.
Happy Monday to you. Well, happy. Here are some things that you can celebrate today. It is World Food Day, National Bologna Day, National Good and Plenty Day. That might be one of my favorite movie snacks, Good and Plenty's. Well, of course, popcorn's number one, but nice to have some candy. It's nice to have some candy to dump in your popcorn and eat it that way. That's pretty cool. National Crazy Day. It's also World Tripe Day. And it's also Wear Purple for Domestic Violence Awareness Day today. Some things to celebrate, recognize, and be a part of today on Monday, October 14th.
So maybe we should relapse, relapse. Drink us one or two or three jacks. Going back, baby, I ain't talking rehab. I'm talking when we had, when you were mine. Live that look in your eye. I'm undressing you in my head, in my bed. Ain't that no one on your side yet? I'd wreck midnight in the morning with you. Ain't nobody gets you like I do. So maybe we should call each other, blame it on another.
Warren Zeters on WRCO Radio. And relapse? It is 41 degrees WRCO. We're up 2 from the overnight low. We've had some fun this morning. A few jokes last hour. Old Hank stopped by for a few jokes. I have people tell me jokes through the week, and they'll be like, oh, this would be a good one to tell on Monday. And they tell it to me, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. That's probably not radio-friendly. But then I also tell him, advise him, don't tell it to Hank, because he'll tell it on the air.
It's time to shift seasons in style at Macy's Fab Fall Sale. Save on all the things you can't wait to wear, like shoe and boot specials 30 to 40% off, and coats for your crew 30 to 60% off. Plus, elevate your tabletop with hosting essentials from Gottinger, The Cellar, Thirsty Stone, and more 50% off. Even better, take an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
It is currently 41 degrees. We aren't having a huge swing upward on the temperature gauge today, sponsored by Wirtz Lawn Home. But we're going to get there eventually up to around 52. So not a lot warmer, but a fresh fall day. Good day for a pumpkin spice latte, or I was craving hot chocolate yesterday as well with that wind whistling and things like that. And I couldn't find any Swiss Miss in the cupboard. Oh, well, going to have to go back to the drawing board, melt down a candy bar or something. Anyway, the trivia question of the day. We give you a chance to win courtesy of our friends at Subway in Richland Center. They're the sponsor of our Monday morning trivia question. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
It's a food question today, well, related to TV. What does Michael Scott eat for lunch on The Office that makes him fall asleep? According to the storyline of The Office, what does Michael Scott eat for lunch that makes him fall asleep? 608-647-4155 is the number. Here's Luke Combs. The Office, a very, very funny show. The question this time around, what does Michael Scott eat for lunch that makes him fall asleep? Well, the correct answer is it's a whole family-sized chicken pot pie. Congratulations to Deb Fontana, who knew the right answer, and wins courtesy of Subway. Not a pot pie, no. 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center. The memorable theme music for The Office, which was composed by Jay Ferguson. That's a good trivia question in itself. Jay Ferguson, a member of Spirit way back when, had some solo hits, including the song Thunder Island. He's composed music for shows like NCIS Los Angeles and Melrose Place as well. And probably most famously, The Office theme right there. That's it for Monday morning trivia.
Picket fenced in, heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in the air. Keep her heart hanging on round. Song she sings out loud, burning it down, blazing up a trail of smoke. Wherever we are, wherever we go, yeah, that's where she calls home. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Her fuel, little fire in her soul. Don't be not safe forever, but when we're together, swear that we ain't ever letting go. Cause she knows I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging all around every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
Curry Kent on WRCO Radio. We're up to 42 degrees.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
6 minutes before 9 o'clock here in WRCO Studios. Moving on with some 80s country from the O'Kanes.
Lately, your love is a cold, cold rain coming down on me. Always the same. Every day. Sky, but I just can't find a way to say goodbye. I can't stop my heart from loving you. Though you treat me badly and make me blue, I try and try, I really do. But I just can't stop heart from loving you. I tell myself I'm gonna go. I pull out my bag, I pack up my clothes, I write a note that says we're through, but I always end up tearing it in. Can't stop my heart from loving you. Though you treat me badly and make me blue, I try and try, I really do. But I just can't stop my heart from loving you.
Oh, tell me why.
Stop my heart from loving you. Though you treat me badly and make me blue, I try and try, I really do. But I just can't stop my heart from loving you. I can't stop my heart.
Hang out with some friends from Riverdale coming up on the morning show today. Here's Jordan Davis.
Swear that you stay single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, There's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. There the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy until we talk again later with some community conversation on the morning show. News this hour from WRCO-FM in Richland Center is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety